Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9. That's Marshmello and Bastille together with Happier. It is 8:12. It is Monday morning. I'm Walt Lindela. Time for our regular update with our friends at the Lake Superior Community Partnership. Joining me in the studio now is Brooke Quinn, who is Business Development Representative with the partnership. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're here this morning to give us some information about the Line Technician Program. What is that and what's important about it?
This program is a very happy program that I love to talk about. It is a program for students to, it prepares them to operate, maintain, and install electrical systems that supply electrical energy to commercial, residential, and industrial areas.
And you're getting the word out about it because it's through the partnership that you're helping spread the word that this is an option for folks for training.
Yes, this is a great option for anyone of all ages. It can be students, it could be people looking to transition into a new career. It doesn't matter what age you are, you can definitely learn about this program. And we're actually doing interviews for this program right now for the following class for 2022. So if they are interested, they're more than welcome to give the LSCP a call at 906-226-6591.
I understand that this, I know this program has been going on for a little while. How's the response been with it? What kind of numbers are you seeing?
This program has been growing exponentially from when it first started in 2003. And we had our first class in 2004. And now we have over 400 students that have been a part of that program and have gone on to doing amazing things in different states, even staying locally as well with going into the electrical industry.
8:17 on a Monday morning. I'm Walt Lindela. With me in the studio is Brooke Quinn, who is Business Development Representative with the Lake Superior Community Partnership. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the Line Technician Program. Brooke, what are some of the highlights that are taught in this program?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, it's a lot of the program is learning for students to operate and maintain industrial and electrical, or should say maintain supply energy, which they learn how to work on the poles. They learn all the math that involves with it. They do outside and inside work as well. And it varies from day to day. And I know even with this program, they have the opportunity to even work on getting their CDL.
And you're also working with NMU on this, are
yes,
you not?
They yes, they are a partner of ours. They apply a lot of the instructors and the curriculum for that. And that's taught out in the Midwest Skills Development Center out in Gwinn.
This seems like it's been a fairly successful project. As you mentioned, 2003 is when it got going. Mm-hmm. It was an interesting way, I remember, when it started to happen about looking at career options. Mm-hmm. How does this fit in what you do at the partnership in terms of jobs and career development and economic development in the partnership?
It highlights jobs that not many people think about when they do it. Right now, the trades are being highlighted all over, which would be construction, of manufacturing. And those are our top heavy hitter jobs that need a lot of people in them. And a lot of talent shortages come from those. They also come from like the business side of it as well. But those are our top ones in the UP even. And through the economic development, we want to highlight and make sure that those people understand that those are options. Like, yes, going to college is a fantastic option, but CTE and career trades as well is a great option to go with.
So if people have questions about the Line Technician Program, they may want to find out more about other things that you have at the partnership. Mm-hmm. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of us would be through phone at 906-226-6591. If you're interested in applying for the program, feel free to give us a call. I also want to give a shout out that we're doing a virtual graduation for the students to highlight their success in the program. And that will be April 23rd, this Friday at 5:45 p.m. And if you want to stay tuned, NME will have a link for you guys to take a look at.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning with information about the Line Technician Program and hope to have you in again soon.
Happy to be here.
It's Brooke Quinn, Business Development Representative with the Lake Superior Community Partnership. If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. We'll link up all the info so you can find out more about the Line Technician Program and more things going on with the Lake Superior Community Partnership. It's 8:20. It's Monday morning. It's Mark and Walt in the Morning on Sunny 101.9.